This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia man sentenced to up to 45 years in prison yesterday by a Montgomery County judge on charges that the man ran one of the largest gun trafficking rings in the county's history. KYW's Matt Coughlin has this report.
42-year-old Larry B. Williams was arrested in 2023 and charged with more than 1,000 felonies connected to a gun trafficking ring. He entered a guilty plea in February last year, then tried to withdraw it at his May 2024 sentencing hearing, saying he took bad advice from his then attorney. Montgomery County Common Pleas Judge Stephen O'Neill ultimately sentenced Williams to a minimum of 22 and a half years to a maximum of 45 years in prison. Moments before sentencing, Williams continued to profess his innocence, saying the gun ring was, quote, something he had nothing to do with. Assistant District Attorney William Hyland says Williams shows no remorse.
Evident even sitting here today, you know, Mr. Williams did enter a guilty plea in February of 2024, but here we are over a year later. We've had to litigate a motion to withdraw his plea. So yeah, I think at the end of the day, the court did the right thing by not allowing him to withdraw his plea.
Hyland says it is the largest gun trafficking ring he has prosecuted.
The sheer volume of firearms that this organization was producing, this is something we haven't seen in the state. There's no excuse for purchasing 94 guns to flood the streets.
Williams' current attorney, Matthew Brittenberg, left the courtroom without comment. I'm Matt Coffin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Governor Shapiro and his family served lunch to firefighters in Harrisburg Thursday afternoon and thanked them for their response to the arson attack on the governor's residence. KYW's John McDevitt reports that while a decision has not yet been made on whether the defendant will face anti-Semitic hate crime charges, the governor says he will support whatever decision the district attorney makes.
Laura and I are just profoundly grateful for the warmth and the love that we've received, not just from our first responders, but from all Pennsylvanians.
Governor Shapiro, the First Lady, and their children thanked firefighters for their efforts in battling the fire at the mansion early Sunday morning, just hours after their Seder dinner. The governor also addressed Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's call for an anti-Semitic hate crime investigation by the Department of Justice.
As to Senator Schumer or anybody else, I don't think it's helpful for people on the outside who haven't seen the evidence, who don't know what occurred, who are applying their own viewpoints to the situation to weigh in that manner.
Shapiro added his trust is with Dauphin County District Attorney Frank Chardo and that he will make the right decision in prosecuting this case. The governor says that he will fully support whatever decision the DA makes. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As college students wrap up their year and prepare to move out of their off-campus housing, Temple University is expanding its TU Move program to benefit Habitat for Humanity. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
When it's time to move, students are just going to move and may not pay attention to exactly where, when, or how they dispose of unwanted items and furniture. That's why the program was created, to have scheduled times for pickup at designated areas because, like other colleges across the nation, move out can get, well, messy.
We're really trying to educate the students about, we know you're going to have things to get rid of, but do it respectfully. Put it in bags. Don't block the sidewalk.
That's Rebecca Collins, Director of Sustainability at Temple University. She says the program has been expanded to further reduce their carbon footprint by partnering with Habitat for Humanity.
They can make an appointment for a Habitat for Humanity pickup, and then Habitat for Humanity will send their truck, look at that piece of furniture, and if it is something that they can use at their restore location, they'll pick it up.
Appliances, electronics, and furniture in good condition are all eligible. Collins says this expansion is a win-win, as Temple students can be good neighbors to the community by not leaving their trash on the curb for several days while donating items for resale. Pickups begin May and will continue through August. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Runners from around the world are gearing up for this year's Penn Relay Carnival, set to happen next weekend. Organizers at UPenn say the storied track and field event saw more than 20,000 athletes entering to compete. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the story.
In its 129th year, the world-renowned Penn Relays brings the best of the best in track and field and brings energetic crowds also. Steve Dolan, the Frank Dolson director of Penn Relays.
We expect over 100,000 people to come in and out of Franklin Field to experience what we're calling the Relay Carnival, right? The carnival atmosphere that is the Penn Relays. Historic in so many ways.
Dolan, who also serves as head coach of UPenn's track and field, says in addition to high school and college relays, the Olympic development events have brought big names to compete in recent years.
Vashti Cunningham is back again. Of course, Randall Cunningham, her father, will be here to coach her, the famous Eagles quarterback. But as you might know, Vashti is 15-time USA champion, 2-time Olympian, and she'll be highlighting that field.
Olympic silver medalist Shanika Ricketts from Jamaica and Temple grad Ajay Wilson, who's a 2-time Olympian, will also be competing. The Penn Relay starts next Thursday and runs through Saturday. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.